Welcome, one and all, to the world of Pokemon, mind and body. I'm your GM, GM Starsun, and these are our players, Bobby.
Hi.
And Sky.
Hi there.
They will be playing our heroes, Max and Tesla, as they go forth to discover the evils of the world and defeat them, all while making friends of Pokemon everywhere. Last time on Pokemon Mind and Body.
Yeah.
It's just a Rattata. That'll be fine. It's just a Rattata. Ah! That sounds accurate.
Yeah.
Before anything else, we should plug our various things so you know where to find us. My name is mentioned. I go by the handle GM Starsun. I have the YouTube as well as Twitter and various other places, and you can find it all under GM Starsun. Bobby?
So you can follow me at Space King Bobby on Twitter, Space King Bobby's blog on Tumblr. Check out NerdFixStrangers.com for the other podcasts that we do. I also do the NerdFix Strangers podcast, where we talk comics, movies, video games, and wrestling. And I also host the Wrestling Time Machine podcast, where we talk retro wrestling and riff on all of the best and worst that the 1990s has to offer. And you can follow Pokemon Mind and Body on Twitter, at Pokemon Mind Body on Twitter. And you can email the show at PKMN, that's P as in Paul, K as in Ken, M as in Michael, N as in Nancy, PKMN mindbody at gmail.com. Because guess what, everybody who's listening to this, you can be a part of the world of Pokemon. You can be a gym leader in the Ekos region, and we would love to have you on. So if you're interested, hit us up through email. And please, everybody, if you're listening to this on iTunes, what should they do, everybody?
Review would be nice.
A review would be so cool, and it helps us out. So please leave us a review, and also check out Braxton Burks on Twitter. He is going to be responsible for a lot of the music that you hear underneath. A lot of the music that doesn't sound chiptune-y, that actually sounds like orchestral and classical and beautiful. That's all his wonderful music. He's so cool for letting us do that. And last, also check out AvetteMakesThings.com. She's responsible for all the cool artwork that you see on our Twitter and our Podbean and iTunes, and like all the artwork that you see for the show, that's all her. So check out AvetteMakesThings.com for homemade cool goodies like badges and jewelry and stuffed animals and all kinds of great things. Sky, where can people find you?
Well, I am on the internet as Sandwich Surplus on all of the various social medias. I also have my own podcast, Pop Culture Failure, where a friend and I watch a thing from our youth and see how it stands up, and it, generally speaking, does not. Right now we're doing Animorphs. You can follow that show at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end on the Twitter. And those are the major places you can find me. I'm also playing Max, just for instinct's sake.
And I'm playing Tesla.
So, last time, some Pokemon were caught, some people leveled up, and everybody got roughed up pretty badly by wild low-level Pokemon. Sound about right?
Yeah. Shockingly, yes. That is precisely what happened.
He says shockingly because I done fried a bird.
Well, there's that, and also a Rattata hurt my kitty cat, and I did not care for that, so I trapped him in a ball.
Forever.
I may glue it shut. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, that just sounds awful. Sky, I might have to turn you in to Officer
hasn't
Jenny.
Yet.
Yeah, that sounds...
It could be somebody for intent.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
This isn't that Tom Cruise movie, which name escapes me. Minority. I got it.
Minority Report.
Such a good movie.
It was a lot more interesting to me as a psychology major. We used it as
discussions on the intent of crime and how people are affected by their surroundings and nurture versus nature and stuff like that. So I have fond memories of it outside of the actual quality of it as a movie.
That's fair.
Because I am not talking about the actual quality of the movie.
But he had his eyes replaced with different eyes.
That entire scene scares me so much.
I've never seen that whole movie all the way through.
You're good.
Yeah, you're fine. It's not on the lexicon of things that you are failing as a nerd if you haven't seen. Alright, so, back on Pokemon. You guys probably want to go get healed up, I'm thinking?
Yes.
Alright, so, you guys have a pretty uneventful travel back to town, considering you made it all of, 5 feet out the front door before being beset by wild birds and rats.
Just like in real life.
And a chinchilla.
Oh, yes, and a chinchilla.
It's just a fancier rat.
Yeah, French Stewart.
So you guys come into the Pokemon Center, and you see Nurse Joy look at you and sigh.
Hey, Joy.
Hi.
You've been gone less than a half an hour.
Something happened, and it's our first day, so...
True.
Would you please run these balls through the machine?
As you say that, Shinx is actually hops up on the counter and gives you a snoot, look away, and flicks her tail in your direction.
Come on, Nikki. You know you had fun. And I'm sorry I didn't let you eat the Rattata.
Shinx.
Look, you know Joy. She's gonna heal you up. It's gonna be fine.
Shinx. And Nikki lets you put her in the ball as you gather up your Pokemon and walk up to the counter one after the other. And you're healed. Isn't Pokemon medicine awesome?
Yes. Thank
it's
you.
Socialist also, which is yes, fantastic.
It is. Free health.
Universal healthcare. Yeah. Proof it works after all.
So, is there anything you want to do at the Pokemon Center or buy at the Pokemon Mart, etc., before you attempt to head back out?
Should we check on that girl? Is she still here, Joy?
Nurse Joy says, yes, Olivia. She's back with Smokey, but there's no visitors in the back room except for family.
Oh, that's fair. Oh, okay. Can you tell us how they're doing, or is that a violation of HIPAA?
HIPAA who? Hippowdon? There's no Hippowdon laws.
Would it really be Hippowdon since it's an abbreviation?
First of all, this Pokemon has a long tradition of puns in every way possible. So yes, it would. Hippowdon would just be an extensively longer abbreviation abbreviated down to Hippowdon.
I don't think we want to invest the time to figure out what that acronym would be, but I will run with it. So is it a violation of Hippowdon? Tell us if they're okay.
It's not for me to tell you that they're okay. They'll make full recoveries. It's just going to take some time.
Okay. I was worried.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy to say that they're fine. They'll recover. Like I said, it's just a lot of bruising and a broken bone or two, but nothing that won't set and heal with enough time.
Goodness. Can I ask you, can you tell what kind of Pokemon caused these vicious attacks? Or injuries, rather?
Well, all I can say is that they only had bruises and broken bones. No elemental damage, so no frostbite, no burns, nothing along those lines.
Okay, so it was probably a fighting type?
It could have been fighting, normal, steel. Depends on the moves used.
So it was definitely done with typically physical, more physical attacks.
Correct.
Mm. Wish I had a ghost Pokemon. Mm. Alright, well, let her know that we're wishing her well, and we're gonna go and try and find her backpack.
Alright. Just be careful. whoever did this obviously doesn't care too much about, you know, the fact that you're kids. Whether it be a... Hopefully they've just moved on and you don't have to deal with anyone, but still.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Joy. You know me. I'm always careful. I'm going to double finger gun at her.
As you say that, she gives you a look of disbelief.
And hopefully emergency services is standing by their phones.
Why wouldn't they be? They're emergency services.
Yeah, why wouldn't they be?
I can't imagine why.
And at the very least...
It's almost like you expect bad things to happen or something, guys.
Well, yeah. It's a Pokemon trick. We live in a world where tiny monsters can flamethrower you to death. It's a dangerous land out there. That's why we don't leave the towns without a Pokemon.
We all live in a Pokemon world.
You also have a GM who masquerades around as a Cthulhu monster on weekends, so, you know, I feel I understand your paranoia.
Fair enough. Also, we're working for Professor Redwood, and if anything happens to us, I'd like to think that he'd come and avenge us.
Avenge, yes. Whether or not there'd be any of you left to avenge afterwards is entirely up to the whims of fate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep, anyway.
Continuing the adventure.
I appreciate the information, and hopefully you won't see us too quickly. But we'll see.
Goodbye, stay safe.
That's the idea. Nikki, you good to go?
Shinx.
Jigawatt, you good to go?
Magnemite.
Alright. Let's do this.
I only speak Shinx. Did he say that we're good? I'm gonna hold my arm down and you can have Nikki crawl up my arm onto my shoulder.
And you set off.
Max, do we want to go back to Route 13?
Yeah, because we were heading up that way to investigate. Are you asking me in character, or are you asking me what I think out of character?
I am asking you in character.
In character.
I am in okay. character.
What was the name of the girl?
Olivia, I think.
I think that's what you named her.
Yeah, we should head... Because we were going to go and check that out and see if we can get Olivia's backpack back.
Yeah.
That was complicated to say.
Yeah. I will say, I'm going to say this right now, that I have had to listen to these episodes for like 14 hours at a time, so I am definitely a continuity stickler. So, yeah, I know things, man. So, if there's a question about what happened on an episode, I will remember.
Good.
So
how do you say the name of the region again?
Ecos. It's Ecos, and we are on Route 13 north of Parvis Town?
Correct.
Yeah.
Very good, very good.
I still think you need some burn heal.
Yeah. Anyway, back on Route 13, so we're here.
Alright, so you have a choice. You can either continue to play around in the tall grass here, or you can continue north.
All right, I'm gonna roll.
You know what? While Sky is rolling, Lucas, I want to ask you. I don't think we ever established about what time is it in universe.
So let's see. I'd say it's afternoon crawling in the evening.
So probably 4:30, 5 o'clock-ish.
Give or take.
Okay, and what time of year are we looking at?
Spring.
Spring, okay. So maybe March, mid-March-ish?
Give or take.
Okay.
Ish.
Okay, ish. That's just a good idea. So Sky, what were you rolling?
I'm going to roll a perception to see if there's anything, if I can notice anything cool. Wandering around in the grass. If not, I think that we should avoid the tall grass and just head north.
Okay. Lucas, this barrier here, that's a tree line, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm gonna roll a perception too to see maybe if I see any birds in the trees. So I rolled a 9. Max, what did you roll?
I rolled a 15.
Hmm.
Not bad.
All right, so you guys.
What if I rename Nikki Honky Cat? That way I can yell when I'm pulling her back. I can yell, "Get back, Honky Cat!"
No, just no.
Okay, well, just... I'm just gonna do that anyway.
I mean, now I feel like Max has to wear, you know, like big platform shoes the whole show.
I guess that answers the music question also. He's into Elton John or whatever the equivalent of the Pokemon world would be. And I feel like the names would stay the same.
Yeah. It's only if there's like an animal in the name where it would change.
Yeah, like it would be the Black Leopard.
Yeah.
All right, so you are looking around, and as you look around, you see a small pink horn.
And this is poke. This is Sky.
This is Sky.
Okay.
Poke out of the ground or out of the grass.
Beat. I would like to engage that.
How would you like to engage that?
Has it noticed me?
No, not yet.
Okay. I'm gonna walk up and kneel down when I'm about 5 feet away. And just go, hey, buddy, and see what it does.
It looks at you warily. Give me, what is it, charm or guile?
I'm better at charm.
Yeah, why are you trying to...
charm in this case.
Why are you trying to lie to that Pokemon, Sky?
I forgot which they use for diplomacy for this one.
Double check, I think my charm is higher.
Well, too bad, charm's what you're using now.
Alright.
That says a lot about a game if it's guile for diplomacy.
I mean, well, I could totally see that in Shadowrun.
Alright, that's not terrible. It's not great, but it's a 12. Sweet. I'm gonna kneel down and hold out some of the candy that I got from Mrs. Gravel.
Ooh. Mm. Give me another charm.
It's a 1. Watch it be a 1.
I have 3 d6. It can't be a 1. It can be as low as a 3.
Ah. That's fine. This was an additive roll, not a...
Okay. Like, you just trip and throw the candy in its face.
Man, it's rock candy. That'd be like getting glass in the face.
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
So it looks down. Nitto. 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 And it starts sort of licking it ever so slightly. Nitto, rad.
Does it seem to like it?
It does, but it's definitely still kind of territorially glaring at you.
Okay. I'm going to turn to Nikki and be like, hey, Nikki, can you ask him if he wants to come with us?
Give me a charm for Nikki. Or a guile, however you think Nikki would spin it.
That is a good question. What's my girl like? I don't think I fussed about with her stats, so it's hard to see what she's good at.
Go with personality. It'll probably be a 2 or 3d6 at best, either way, so.
Guile and charm are both 2. So I'm going to roll a charm, because... She screws up real bad. She says something completely inappropriate.
So, Nikki sort of struts over. Chink, 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 chink.
Don't you swagger! Don't do that!
Chink, 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 chink. And Nidoran sort of tilts its head, lifts up its nose, and looks away, and you know that look. Nikki is now properly offended. And just, chink.
Nitto. Can I dad arm?
Shings. Nitto, 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 rat. Shings. You gonna intervene here at all, or just gonna let this keep going?
I'm gonna dad arm Shings and just like pick her up and be like, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool, and I'm gonna put her back a little bit.
Your hair stands on end. She is clearly generating electricity at this point.
I'm definitely going to say that this whole time I've been recording this. Like, Tesla has been recording this with his Pokédex.
Oh, this is definitely a PokéTube material.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna push her back and just be like, "Be cool," and then I'm gonna turn back to the Nidoran and be like, "I'm not sure what she said just then, but
Nidoran,
that sounds terrible." But
Nidoran.
And that was uncalled for completely. Bad shakes. but I think that you are awesome, and I was just wondering if maybe you would like to come with. We're gonna head up, so, you know, do a little wandering about, and maybe, you know, maybe you'll get to evolve along with us.
Nidoran.
Was that a yes?
Ditto.
Maybe you should roll, I don't know, like, intuition or Pokemon education to see if you understood.
That's worth a shot.
Lucas would be the deciding one to figure out if it's Pokemon education or intuition.
Nidoran.
Well, my Pokemon education's better than my intuition. Barely.
Yipes. I mean, that's not the worst, but...
Is he able to get any kind of gist from what Nidoran is saying?
Nidoran seems to be fiercely independent and unlikely to just join up with some random trainer who gave him sweets. He's seen the PSA about that.
He still took it, though.
Oh, yes. I didn't say he was a smart Nidoran.
Fair enough. I don't want to just attack him.
I mean, how much more sweets you got?
I don't know. Ms. Gravel gave us a whole bunch.
It was just...
Well,
it
we'll
was
say
like,
that it was five pieces a piece.
It was a cookie sheet's worth.
Yeah, with a bat with a handful being a piece, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So I'll say five a piece.
Okay.
All right.
So you have fed one to this Nidoran.
Gotta get in the right headspace. Okay. Well, I'm gonna snap a picture of him with my Pokedex. Or actually, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to do a selfie with us both in there, and I'm going to show it to him and be like, look how awesome we look together.
Give me a guile, because that is definitely a guile.
Hey, that
went surprisingly well.
Yeah. So you're trying to you're snapping a selfie with you and Shinx and the Nidoran, like, all in the same picture and being like, hey, look how good we look together.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to leave Nikki out, because she was a little abrasive.
She's all pouting at the moment.
Don't make me put you back in the ball.
Yeah, she's behaving for the moment, if grouchy about it.
That's fine. I'm used to grouchy Nikki.
She is a cat.
Yes.
So the Nidoran looks at you and is... Nidoran. Ran. Nido. Nidoran. Nidoran.
Yes, whatever it is. I'm gonna hold out a Pokeball.
It looks at you again. Looks at the ball. Looks at you.
Hold out some more candy.
Takes its horn and touches it to the button. Click.
Sweet.
Now, I will warn you that this Nidoran has maybe a bit of an attitude problem.
I got that sense, but I'll make it work.
And this is, okay. Since he caught a Nidoran, he needs a Pokedex entry.
Nidoran, the poison pin Pokemon. Nidoran has developed muscles for moving its ears. Thanks to them, the ears can be freely moved in any direction. Even the slightest sound does not escape this Pokemon's notice.
Dito.
Whoops.
We're that
here.
One was an accident.
We are here all week, folks.
That one was an accident.
Very cool.
Very.
No wonder he listened to me.
Yeah. No wonder.
His name's gonna be Zed.
Zed?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I get a female one, her name will be Rita.
Yes!
Okay. Yeah, okay, I can kind of see that in the long run.
Phenomenal cosmic powers.
Yes.
I'm going to turn to Tesla and be like, dude, did you see that? It just got in the ball.
I saw. You were like all like, hey, here's some candy. Come get in my Pokeball.
Yeah, and all these years my mom told me that was a bad thing to do, or, you know, to listen to, and look at it, that was awesome. All right, anyway.
Yeah, that worked this time.
Maybe I should have gotten in that van all those years ago. But whatever. Let's, you want to keep moving?
Yeah, we should. Well,
as you're having this conversation, you feel a little tingling in your hindquarters. And then you suddenly feel a sharp spike of pain as lightning rushes into the seat of your pants.
Gah!
Well,
jinx!
I mean, I don't want to get going just yet. I want to look into these trees and see if there's any bird Pokemans. I did roll a perception, but Lucas, do you want me to roll another one?
No, we'll go off of the one you have. Give me just a moment.
It's a 9. I just want to see if there's any Pokemon in the trees. You never know.
Nikki, you know I had to say that in order to get this guy on the team.
Jinx!
No, it'll be cool. Look, he's a poison pin Pokemon. He's going to be huge when he grows up, and he's going to be part of the team. You guys will be fine. You'll be the best of friends.
You don't think she's buying it, and I don't even think you need to make a roll for that.
Whatever. I'm going to scoop her up anyway.
She's kind of like rocking her head back and forth, like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm not buying any of this.
And your arms kind of tingle from residual shock.
You know, at some point you're going to learn an actual electric type move, and you won't just be using it on me. That'll be great. I'm going to love that day.
I'm just going to look at Magnemite and just kind of smile, because he already knows electric moves.
Magnemite.
Yeah, well, I know 2 Pokemon moves myself, so.
I'm not entirely convinced that you're not a Mankey.
Rude. Mankeys aren't blue.
Alright, so you're looking up in the trees. Mm-hmm. And you see a little bird.
What does this little bird look like?
It is gray and little and has a yellow beak and is staring at you with soulless eyes.
I'm going to snap a picture with my Pokedex.
I'm going to snap a picture, too.
Pidev, the tiny pigeon Pokemon. These Pokemon tend to live near cities. They are accustomed to people. Flocks often gather in parks and plazas. This very forgetful Pokemon will wait for a new order from its trainer, even though it already has one.
He does. Suddenly, it flaps out of the tree and lands on your head.
Bidoof. Oh.
I think that one just claimed you as its Pokemon.
This is my life now.
So,
it sort of squiggles its tush and gets nested into your hat and hair.
Alright, get going. I'm gonna kind of shake it off. And
it flaps up and away, and then comes back around, and this time lands on your backpack and starts trying to peck its way into your backpack.
Hey. No, that's not for you.
It flies away again and comes back and starts pecking at the backpack again.
Does Jigglypuff have any response to this?
Might.
Alright.
Dove. Yeah. Might. Dove. Might. Be Dove. Dove.
I'm gonna...
Dove.
I'm gonna roll a Pokemon education to see if I can understand what they're saying. I got a 10.
So, you would guess, if you had to guess, which you kind of do,
that this is similar to a conversation between a computer and a person who has been dropped on their head a few too many times.
Okay.
Dove, dove, be dove, dove, dove. Might, magna, might, magna, okay. Might. Dove, dove.
Starts pecking at your backpack again.
All right, get off that, and I'm just gonna start walking away and start heading towards Max.
Look, that P-Dove clearly claimed you. You can't just walk away from it.
I very much can.
The P-Dove flies over and lands on your hat again. P-Dove! Dove, 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 dove.
Gigawatt?
I think it likes you.
Gigawatt, can you very, very, very lightly nudge this P-Dove away from us? Delicate.
Might. It might floats up right in front of your face, raises up slightly, and gently pushes against the P-Dove, who then... So I don't know if you've owned birds at any point in life, or, well, cats do the same thing, where you attempt to move them off of something and their response is just to climb up onto you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So as Magnemite pushes against P-Dove, P-Dove starts to sort of topple a little and then just proceeds to walk on top of Gigawatt and sit there instead.
You know,
P-Dove.
All right, we're gonna have to do a thing here. Gigawatt, hit it with Thundershock.
Oh no, it's a flying type. We're gonna murder it.
Give me the roll.
Do I need to roll a d20 first to see if I hit?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll be amused if you miss.
I mean, it's on him. Can't he, like...
It is still possible for it to miss. You did not, but it is possible.
Okay, so it didn't miss.
Just so you know, since you already have it pre-programmed, when you click that button, it rolls the d20 as well.
Oh, okay.
So, you do a lot of a damage.
Okay.
And the PETA... Flop.
Oh my.
I tried.
I'm gonna walk. Just keep moving.
I tried to be polite. I tried to just, you know.
Magnemite
earned some. I take it that P-Dove is gone.
Yeah, the P-Dove has been dropped below its health.
Yeah, okay. Alright.
Maybe we should bring that to the Pokemon Center?
You don't just bring every Pokemon you battle to the Pokemon Center.
Well, you're also not supposed to just leave littered corpses in your wake.
I would like both of you to roll a perception, by the way.
This is literally the world we live in. Here. I got a 6.
I rolled an 11, which sucks.
I mean...
As you two are arguing, you look behind you and you notice that the P-Dove's gone.
Oh, okay. The problem solved itself.
Did it, though?
Circle of life.
Nikki rolled an 11.
Yep, same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway... Circle of life. Let's go ahead and we're trying to find Olivia's backpack. So we should...
Right.
Yeah, that was a thing we were doing. So, Max, you're from here. Which way should we go?
North.
Okay. Which, as anyone will tell you on any standard map, is up.
Yes.
So let's head up.
Okay, so you move on to the next area.
Now, is this still Route 13?
It is still Route 13.
Route 13 is big.
Yep.
Hey!
Only moved one square over.
This all looks strangely familiar.
Funny about that.
Yeah. Having PTSD flashbacks.
And you see, off at the distance, on top of a cliff, sort of chilling out, not doing much of anything, are two folks sitting in...
lawn chairs.
No.
Hammocks.
No.
Where are they going to put a hammock?
Karate yees. That's what I was going for.
I was way off, though.
Yes, you were. So, they are sort of just chilling and not paying attention to much of anything, but you do notice that they have in front of them a small pink skiddy backpack that has been torn open and the contents of spread all over the ground, including what must have at one point been a very nice lunch that now currently sits in pieces. It was clearly jelly donuts.
Jelly donuts, of course, yes.
Definitely not a food.
Yeah. Hey, no. How far away are we from them?
You're about 50 to 60 feet away.
Okay. Are they paying any attention to us from this length?
Not in the slightest.
Okay. How good of a picture of them can I get with my Pokédex?
They're not facing towards you, and I mean, you can zoom in, but it's you're still just going to get sort of a side pick shot.
Okay. So we wouldn't have any distinguishing features on them from this far away with the picture.
No, the only thing that might be distinctive are their hairstyles, but, I mean, a buzz cut and a ponytail aren't that distinctive. They're both wearing brown karate gis. Whether or not that's dirt or practical, you're not sure.
Not from this. Not from this far.
Not from this far away.
Gross, they just need to be washed. They used to be white.
Who knows? You don't.
Okay. Okay. Max, what should we do? Does that look like that could be her backpack?
It doesn't look... yeah, I mean, it makes sense. There's two muscly people who probably attacked a little girl, and because that seems to be what used to be a skinny backpack. That's super rude. Just tore it open. There's a zipper, you jerks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The trees do not respond to your angst. I'm assuming you're whispering all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What should we do?
Well, I mean, we should at least try and get her stuff back, right?
We should. I'm gonna call the local officer, Jen, on my decks. As well. So I'm going to pick up my decks, and I'm going to hit, the emergency services, and I'm going to call police station to speak with Officer Jenny.
And you notice almost immediately that the location of the Jenny's office that you've reached looks different than the one that you saw in the previous, in Norris Joy's office.
Okay.
You suspect that how the system seems to work is that it's rerouted to whatever the nearest one is.
Okay. Real quick. No, it's a phone call, so I don't have to take... Well, no, it's a video call, so I am going to make sure my hat's off before I call her.
Good play. So, the video starts, and there's not a Jenny sitting there.
Hello?
You look at the office, and it is completely barren. There's not any of the usual notes and pencils and things. It looks like someone's idea of future Art Deco sort of office. Like, everything is in
like
steel and shining chrome.
Yeah, okay.
But there's nothing there. Like, there's no pencils, there's no paperwork. It's just a chair, a table that the vidphone is clearly sitting on, and the door at the other side, and otherwise it is completely blank.
Okay. So there's no one there.
Yeah, no one's responding, which you know is just flat-out weird.
Max.
Like, not only problematic, but, like, there is never not an Officer Jenny at the other end of a line.
Max, this is weird. I'm trying to...
Yeah, that's super ominous.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well. Okay, I'm going to hang up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to call Nurse Joy at the Pokemon Center in Parvis.
When you try to call in, it's rerouted. And you see a Pokemon Center that's very similar, of course. All Pokemon Centers look fairly the same, but with some, you know, changes based on region and area. And this one has that same sci-fi chrome and steel look to it as the Officer Jenny office did. But again, there's no Nurse Joyce.
Max, why do the emergency services in this region suck?
I don't know.
This is...
Max, you know from experience that this is not how this works here. This is not how this should be responding. This is not normal.
Yeah, this is super weird, man. I don't... Something must be happening. Was one of those stupid teams get back together?
I don't... I mean, most of the teams are pretty stupid. Most of them.
I'm gonna roll my eyes a little. Alright, well...
Rude.
Look, we can argue. We can argue later.
That was
the time for action.
Yes, now is the time for action. Okay, so I'm gonna hang up the phone.
Actually, you know what? Why don't you hit record? That way, it'll pick up any audio.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the phone in my pocket, but I am gonna hit record on it. So we're recording, and I'm gonna start just kind of walking up. Max, play it cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm always
sure.
Cool. I'm so cool. My hair is blue.
So as you guys approach, the two are just kind of, you know, kind of lounging back, and they're paying no attention to you whatsoever.
Okay, well, I'm going to pull my phone out, and I'm just going to, like, look at it like I'm browsing on the internets, but I'm actually taking pictures.
Luckily, you know, this Pokemon world doesn't have that law about the shutter sounds, I guess.
Oh, Japan.
And then I'm going to put the phone back in my pocket. Still recording, of course.
Of course. But yeah, they haven't noticed and don't seem to care about you pretty much at all. So, you know, that's something, maybe?
All right. I'm going to look at Tesla and say, follow my lead. And then I'm going to...
All right.
I'm going to walk up to them and be like, oh my goodness! You must have found my friend's backpack. Thank you so much for finding all of her stuff. She was really upset about it.
They look at you. Look at the backpack. The guy belches.
Nice
one. Yeah, suppose. Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that.
If it's cool, we just want to get it back to her. We can take it off your hands. You know. It'll be fine.
How much bigger and older than us are they?
You're 13-year-olds kind of area, if I remember correctly. Yes.
Can I roll a charm for that?
Sure.
Okay. I got a 12.
They're not disappointed with your existence. They're just indifference.
Indifference is better than malice.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Max, you were saying?
Oh, I was just wondering how much bigger than guys were.
Yeah, we're 13.
They look probably to be about maybe 17, 18. They're definitely the bigger kids on the playground, as it were.
Okay. Okay, well, do you care if we take her stuff back?
Yeah, we just want to get it back to her. She would probably really like getting that Hello Skitty backpack back.
Yeah, her Houndour was in a real bad way, and I just feel like we should get her stuff back to her.
And look, I mean this in the nicest way, but it probably clashes with the whole karate look.
They seem to be honestly considering this point. You're not sure how to feel about.
Should I roll another charm?
Give me another charm, sure.
I'm gonna roll a two. See what happens.
I mean, I got a 5. That's not bad.
That ain't great.
Yeah, you got a 10. I feel like that can maybe go together since we're kind of doing the same thing.
I'll treat it as an assist, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
So the two of them sort of look at you and look at the backpack and look back at you. They sort of look at each other like, And they stop and stand up and stretch and look at you, and it's like, yeah, you can have the backpack. It's going for a low, low price of 1,000 polka dollars. And holds out his hand.
It seems steep for something that got torn open.
Quick stitch and it'll be fine, won't it, Cleo? Yeah, definitely, Mark.
Cleo and Mark, eh? You guys have lovely names. Here's the thing, though. It's, you know, this isn't yours. You don't really have a right to sell it.
They give each other a look and give each other a grin. Oh, we don't have the right to sell it?
I mean, that might not have been the correct word. And I'm just going to kind of glare at Max a little bit. Look, you guys are fine. You don't need this backpack. I mean, really...
They seem to be ignoring you at the moment, and okay. Cleo looks at Mark and goes, don't you think we're supposed to do the motto and everything now? Well, yeah, but, I mean, they're just kids, and if we're going to beat them senseless, does it really make any sense to do the motto? They might forget it, like the other one did. Well, just don't hit them in the head as much.
Oh, I'm very interested to hear the motto.
I would love to hear the motto.
Well, you heard him, Cleo. I suppose, Mark. And they strike bodybuilding poses, and from somewhere, you're not sure, spotlights come up, and music starts to roll. Prepare to fight, because might makes right. To rock the world with our power, to make all nations before us cower, to show the virtues of muscle and brawn, to remove weakness for a new dawn. Mark, Cleo, Team Body, bringing on the fight. Flee, weaklings, to escape our sight. Huh, before we smite.
That is...
Tesla.
That is just so cute.
They said Team Body. I feel like... I was right, there was a stupid team that got together.
You say those both out loud.
I mean, I'm saying the so cute thing out loud.
I said it to Tesla. If they heard me, I wasn't trying to hide it from them, but I was saying it to Tesla.
They are definitely glaring at you now. And they're like, that wasn't funny. Cleo, yes, let's take care of this.
I'm just going to kind of like point at me like, what, me?
When they say that, can I hit him with baby doll eyes?
Yes, sure. Give it to
cool.
me. Which one are you aiming it at, by the way? It is single target.
Single target. I'm going to... Who's bigger? Who looks stronger?
Mark looks brawnier, at least.
Okay, I'm gonna aim it at him, then.
Okay. Wow. You missed.
Sure did. I don't know how you missed by looking at something, but I did it.
You're just looking beyond him with like this baby doll eye, thousand yard stare.
Glasses, what happened?
Yeah.
Mark sort of looks at you and says, "Dude, I'm not into kids." And steps forward and says, "Go, Arnold!" And a Machop pops out of a Pokeball next to him. And Arnold the Machop jumps down at you since you've attracted Mark's attention. And he goes, "Use Karate Chop!"
On me or on...
On Nikki.
Nikki. What a monster.
Yeah. Battling with Pokemon. What a monster.
How could you hit a kitty?
So, Machop winds up and punches Nikki in the face with the force of an oncoming train.
Jesus.
And does, before defense is put in, so you'll have to subtract Nikki's defense from this, 47 damage.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
So he has done 42 points of damage. So Nikki's not great.
Nikki's dead.
Now she has 8 points left.
Do you have any potions?
I think we have a couple. We started the journey with a couple.
Yes, you did. You started with 2, I believe.
Right. Okay, so... Who's up next?
So, technically, it's Tesla.
Oh. Alright. Well, I know what I'm going to go ahead and do. So right now, it's 2-on-1, right?
Well, technically, it's a 2-on-2 battle.
Oh, was there another Pokemon sent out?
They haven't grown yet.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'm going to go...
I was talking about number of trainers. I hadn't... Okay.
Well... I'm going to go ahead, and I've learned from experience, from the not last time we tried this, Magnemite, I want you to hit Thundershock on Mark.
Oof. So, Mark gets hit.
And he's paralyzed.
Oh, nice. That's some luck there. He just and he just gives a growl. Yeah, you feel like you maybe will want to be concerned about that at some point, but for the moment he's paralyzed, so.
But not this turn.
Alright, so now it is Max and Nikki's turn. I kind of got you kind of warping it a little bit because we did the baby doll eyes preemptive.
Right. Alright. If I spritz her with a potion, does that take up both of our turns? Or can she still act afterwards?
It takes up your turn, and then she acts on her own.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and do that and use one of my potions. What is that, 20 points?
If I understand correctly, yes.
Yeah, potions are fun.
Okay, so she's back up to 28, and she is annoyed, which is not the word I was about to say, but then I remembered that I have to censor myself.
Good job.
I'm proud.
I'm learning. And she's going to tackle the Machop.
Alright, give us a Machop tackle.
Okay, well, that's not terrible.
Yeah, that's a hit. That hurt. And the Machop rubs its stomach after Nikki slams into him. And then it is Cleo's turn. And Cleo jumps up onto the fence and runs along it.
While she's running along it, can I shake it?
Not fast enough. Sorry, it's not your turn.
Ah.
And hops down behind you for her move. And then she proceeds to use a low sweep on you.
Ugh!
And she knocks your feet out from underneath you.
Okay.
And you sort of you land on your bum. You're able to get back up fairly quickly. It's not like if you land, you flat on your back or anything. But that hurt your leg pretty badly. You think you've been slowed by one combat stage.
Oh.
Which will drop you down to a 6, I believe.
No, it would be an 8.
I thought you were already at 8.
No, I was at 9, my speed.
Ah, sorry. That's why my math is bad. So, yes, you're down to an 8 now. Not enough to really affect turn order or anything at the moment, but hey. And go, Maria! And a Hitmontop appears. Alright, so, Maria proceeds to spin, ignoring any orders from Cleo, just acting on its own.
Kicks Max in the face.
It's pretty much the idea, with a rolling kick, and that...
I'm gonna look at Cleo and yell, you know we're minors, right? You can't just attack children.
That's against the law. This is assault.
And knowing Mark, if he was able to speak right now, he'd probably say something like, and here's some pepper, and punch you in the face. But he is currently paralyzed and can't make quippy attempts.
Good.
Probably for the best, to be honest. And yes, you receive 8 foot to the face.
Bummer.
For 25 damage.
I still have 29 health. Okay.
Okay, we're back up to Tesla then.
I really just don't like fighting types.
Yeah, well, Gigawatt, hit Cleo with a Thunder Wave.
Wow.
The force is not with us today.
I wouldn't go that far, but for those listening at home, I just rolled a 1.
You miss.
Gigawatt.
Yeah. Max, you're up.
Which one? They both hit me, so I was...
Yes. Well, one hit Nikki, one hit you.
That's right. So, can I throw out another Pokemon without recalling Nikki?
What rules say you can't? Okay. Yeah, this is not an officially league-sanctioned battle.
That's what I had thought. So, yeah, why not? I'm going to throw Plague Rat.
So, Nikki is unhappy about this nonsense. And charges force. Give me a tackle.
Alright, that's not a bad hit, I guess. Nikki, of her own accord, looks back at the Machop that hit her so hard. And she's not having any of that nonsense, so she tackles him again.
The Machop isn't looking too good after that. But you think he's barely standing.
Alright.
Now, Plague Rat acts of his own accord. He sees that all this nonsense is going on. But really, kind of unsure of what to do, just nips at the Hitmontop.
I'm gonna roll a bite.
That'll definitely hit. So, 6 damage. So the Hitmontop kind of looks at him funny. You're not sure that did much of anything. And now it is Cleo's turn.
I don't like Cleo.
Oh, you're going to like her even less at the moment. She suddenly strikes out with her palm out at you, and she doesn't seem to touch you, but you are slammed with force. And she does 27 damage again.
Oh, no.
Have some candy.
Can I eat candy on my way down to heal?
Nope, if you're down, you're down.
Again, minus my defense, so it's really 26. So I'm down to 2 health points.
Oh, boy.
But you're not down, and that's the important part.
Yeah.
Except for little detail, because you're forgetting somebody very important.
What's that?
Paralyzation doesn't always hold someone still on their turn.
Oh.
So let's roll to find out if Mark gets to go.
Hope not.
Because it could be bad for you.
Could be.
So often is.
So. Makes a check.
And fails it.
Yes.
Sweet.
Thank God. Thank Arceus.
Okay. Now it's the Pokemon's turn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stupid Hippotop.
That Hippotop proceeds to kick you in the face again.
Hope he hurts.
No,
himself.
He misses.
Ah.
Ah.
You just ever so luckily step back right as the kick would have slapped you in the face, and it misses. The Machop stops and seems to look a little confused as to what he should do, because his trainer's not giving him commands, and so he still attacks, but he attacks. Oh boy, the rat. No, he apparently doesn't like Rattatas.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, this is gonna hurt.
And he misses with a critical fail!
Oh
my goodness! This is why we roll the dice, folks.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Did he fail hard enough to hit himself?
No. Take your luck while you have it. Don't push it.
A fair point.
Yeah.
Tesla, it's back to you.
Gigawatt, I'm gonna look him right in the eye. Hit Cleo with a Thunder Wave.
Give me the D20. I'm so sorry.
I mean, that's...
It's not a 1.
That's not a 1. That should hit.
True. And she's only got 1 point of evasion, I believe. So, it should still hit. I'll count it. So,
yes.
So she's hit. And she's paralyzed, so she'll have to make a roll on her turn. But your turn is up, and it is now Max and his crew's turn.
I suppose I couldn't have said that with a mouthful of candy, could I?
Nope.
Oh.
Alright. So I am going to punch the Machop myself with a rock smash.
Okay, let's see it. And you miss!
Oh, it's contagious!
He goes to hit the rat, you go to hit him, and you just sort of miss each other in midair. Stare at each other for a moment.
I swung with my left is what the problem is. I'm right-handed. I swung with my left, because the rat's on my left. So
it's for every first combat, it happens to everybody.
Yeah, this is my first day. Cut me some slack. So, Nikki
and Plague Rat, both are very angry at this Machop's existence. And so, proceed to attempt to catpile him.
And Nikki hits him. And come on, Plague Rat. Don't fail me now. I'm gonna not use Dark, because that sucked last time, so let's do...
But you don't get a choice.
I don't?
You're not ordering.
Oh, I'm not Plague Rat.
So, we're going to roll a die to find out. Evens, he uses Bite. Odds, he uses Tackle.
Okay, I think he has another one that'll do damage of Quick Attack, if you want to throw that in the mix also.
Okay, so we'll do on the D6, 1-2 Bite, 3-4 Tackle, 5-6 Quick.
Sounds good.
All right, Tackle. So we'll take your previous Tackle. And both hit, and I'm just going to be up front with you. That's enough to knock him down and knock him out.
Yeah!
I'm going to give Max a high five.
From the ground?
I'm standing up. Okay. I'm back on my feet.
Alright.
I'm woozy, but...
I'm also going to reach down and pet the Rattata, because he's new to the team, and we're like, nicely done, buddy! And then I'm going to high five Nikki.
Rattata! And he strikes a little pose on the body of the Machop.
Perfect.
Then you just see Shinx raise her eyebrow out.
No.
Shinx.
All right. And then the three of us will turn to face Cleo and... Or actually...
Oh, no!
Oh no.
Who rolled the 20?
Cleo.
Oh no.
So she just goes, "Haw!" And you see the electric static lines literally burst away from her.
Oh.
She is now healed of it.
Bad.
And she attacks you with another force bomb.
You meaning Tesla? Or you meaning me?
Actually, let's see. Because
I should have kept my stupid mouth shut.
That's Tesla. I was actually rolling between him and Magnemite, because Magnemite is shocking him, but that is one of the things about this team, is that they play dirty and attack trainers, so. So, this'll hurt. That's another 27.
Okay, so now I'm negative 19.
I believe you are quite fainted at the moment.
Tesla?
So she just spins around and backhands you with a force backhand. Knocks you off your feet and you land on the ground with a thud.
Ugh.
At which point, the Hitmontop will attempt to spin Max again. And we'll connect this time, if just barely, for a grand total of 14 damage.
6. So I am currently at 23.
Oh, I'm sorry. That would have been 21 damage, my bad.
Minus 13. All right, I am at 16, which is not ideal.
Okay, well, it is now Mark's turn.
Oh, stay on the ground, buddy.
He stays on the ground.
Take Moltres. And the other birds.
Do you, like, make a symbol going, "Oh, bless Arturo Moltres and Zapdos," or something?
It's like the Holy Cross, but it's a triangle.
No,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I hold up one finger and kiss it. Hold up two, kiss it, then three. I kiss it again. That's what that is.
Okay, I like this. This is now part of the world. Congratulations.
Mazel tov. All right. So I have Cleo, who is still at full health. Hitmontop. There it is. Has that been hurt at all?
No, you missed with the only attack you've thrown at him this so far.
Right. And so Magnemite's still floating about, and Mark's on the ground.
Currently twitching from being Magnemite tasered.
I don't have much health left. I think he's half health.
There are smoke bombs in my back.
Right.
Just something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
And firecrackers.
Yeah. I don't have any information about Zed. Does he have... What kind of attacks does he have?
Zed is a level 14 Nidoran and has the appropriate moves for a Nidoran of that size, which would be... Double Kick, Poison Sting, Focus Energy, Peck, and Leer.
Peck.
Yep. Realized I probably should have asked that first, but here we are. Alright, so I am going to pull out Zed and toss him. Or before I do so, I'm going to hold up the ball and be like, "Dude, I know things got a little rough, but please be cool. Really need your help right now," and I'm gonna toss the ball.
So, adding the Pokemon to the set here, would you perhaps want him closer to said fighting Pokemon?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I figured that didn't make any difference. But yeah, throw him at the Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Remember, positioning is important.
Yeah, I kind of just assumed you knew what I wanted to do. I realize now that I should probably say those things out loud.
Yeah.
As
just
we are playing a role-playing game.
Okay, so he pops out, and he looks at the spinning Hitmontop, and snorts at it, and just sort of sits down on its butt. They're right.
That's not really what I wanted at all.
Is it just kind of maybe licking its paw like a cat?
Yeah, a little bit.
Voice is funny.
And now it is the rest of the crew's turn.
Okay. I assume that Nikki and Plagrat know what to do at this point.
Yep, the only thing up for debate is what moves they use.
Okay. Well, Nikki's only got the one that's useful.
Yeah, so she would know to use Tackle at the very least.
Right. And
that'll hit.
Plagrat, are we going to roll a dice for him?
Yep, so Nikki does 21 points of damage. Then Plagrat will go, and we'll use the same determination as before.
That bite.
Tackles again.
Sweet.
And hits. Definitely hits. Alright, so that it will be a total of 26 damage, which is enough to take the Hitmontop down.
Yeah! I'm going to finger guns at Plagrat, and I'm going to high-five Nikki's tail, and I'm going to look at Zed and be like, where were you,
that
man?
Would have technically not been enough, but actually, it was not enough. However, Zed, being Zed, sees the Hitmontop topple a little bit, and sort of walks up to him very nonchalantly and pecks. And hits.
Sweet.
And does a crap ton of damage.
I'm gonna point him
and
be like,
that knocks the Hitmontop over. You pretty sure he just wanted to kill steal that?
Yes, I'm sure that's what happened. But I'm gonna point to him and be like, I appreciate the effort. And then
is Hitmontop fainted?
Hitmontop is definitely fainted.
Alright.
Now it is Gigawatt's turn. What usable moves does Gigawatt have currently?
Gigawatt has... let's see. Tackle, Supersonic, Thundershock, Sonic Boom, and Thunder Wave.
Okay, how many moves was that total?
5.
So we'll roll a d6 and reroll on a 6. So what was the first move on that list?
Tackle.
Okay. He attempts to tackle Cleo. So give
See
me
what
a tackle.
You will.
Okay.
Getting smacked with a metal ball isn't going to be fun.
Yeah. 12.
That's a hit. And does 19 damage plus his attack, which is nothing to sneer at.
Yeah. Gigawatt's attack is 8.
So that'll be 27 damage. Oof. Cleo is hurting after that.
Yeah, the way I picture it, Gigawatt just kind of flies right at her and hits her squaw in the face.
What if he, at the last moment, turns sideways and hits her in both eyes?
Oh, the magnet. Yes. Yeah, he kind of rotates the magnet, but comes and hits her, like, right in the eyes.
Like a three
She
stooge.
Rubs her face and looks very upset. She turns, and she strikes... And she hits your steel type with a fighting type.
Can
you guess how this is going to go?
Well, wait. I mean, if we hit her in the eyes, does she have
That's
any?
That's not sword? How this works.
I mean, it was worth a shot. Yeah. Okay. So she does 16, right?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. No, she's going all out.
Okay, I thought that's what the 16 was.
No, that was her using abilities, or using moves that had a high chance of causing status effects.
Oh.
Just because they failed to do so doesn't...
Oh, okay. Sorry.
34.
Okay. Well, minus, Magnum...
Doubled to 68.
Oh. I thought that was already doubled. Oh.
No.
Okay. 68. So 68 minus 14 is a number.
54.
54 is what I was going to say. Oh, no. I did a thing. Okay, so that's 54. So Magnemite is definitely fainted. So he has negative 24 hit points.
Oh, buddy.
Maybe he should just stay down for a bit.
Yeah.
And
with his buddy.
He also accumulates, because that did so much damage, a injury point.
Oh, no.
That can, which will negatively affect him until that is healed.
That'll bump out.
There's kind of a dent in the side right now.
Avenge us, Max.
I'm trying. I mean, technically,
and
the Pokemon battle is over.
Mark fails his roll again.
Yes! Fade out.
Alright. Max, it's up to you and your team.
So, might as well get the whole gang out, right? What's-her-face is hurting. Cleo, right?
Yeah.
She has been hurt pretty badly. What if I look at my team and just tell them, follow my lead, and run over and try to rock smash Cleo?
Give it to me.
All right.
That's a hit.
Cool.
And don't even bother doing anything else for the moment.
Okay.
Miss, hit, hit. So yeah, that hurt. She's fainted at this point as you literally dogpile on her. just you come in running up and you smash her into the stomach, and as she bends over, Plagrat nips at her feet, because he's using bite again, even though he shouldn't, but, you know, hey.
he's learning. It's his first day, too.
And at which point, Sheik runs up your back, leaps off, and tackles her in the head, knocking her back into what would be a falling position, but Zed has run behind her and horns right in the buttocks as she falls, and she yells in pain as she starts to scramble away. And Mark finally breaks the static
curses,
and he runs forward.
Oh, critically fails.
Face,
awesome.
Gets back up, a little embarrassed.
A little embarrassed.
A little embarrassed. This battle has not gone well for him.
Oh, hey, and buddy. You done with your nap?
He wipes his lip, you know, from the he's foaming a little from all that static, and he looks at you and says, you'll pay for this. Return, Arnold! And goes back, and Cleo's scrambling over the fence, and they're clearly about to run for it.
Okay.
How you want to react.
I don't have anybody with a ranged move, so I'm gonna pull up my phone and take a picture of them as they're scrambling away as best I can.
We'll be back!
Don't bother, don't. It's fine, don't come back.
And the Ponyta you rode in.
Good news for you, Max.
Yes.
As you look after them, you see that Cleo must have caught her gear on the edge of the fence or something, because she seems to have dropped a wallet. It doesn't have an ID in it or anything, but it does have a nice thick stack of Poké Dollars.
Sweet. Alright, so...
But it is a fair chunk of cash.
Cool.
You also find very badly designed business cards.
They're in papyrus.
For Team Body, and it's got a couple of people flexing on it. It looks like a gym card made by, well, a Brosif.
I'm going to disdainfully put this in my backpack. Or whatever bag I have. I forget what I said before.
And you notice one other important detail. As you turn and look at Tesla to move away, there's a P-Dub sitting on his hat.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Dove! Dove! And that is where we will end for the day.
Well, that was interesting. I had more plans, and I'm sad I got wiped out.
Well, you know, getting punched in the face will do that.
I mean, does my character have, like, a black eye or anything?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you don't have a black eye, you have a black palm print from the back of her hand on the one side of your face.
Oh.
If it makes you feel any better, I got kicked in both eyes, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, drag me to the Pokemon Center.
Alright, so okay. we'll do housekeeping, but I think we are good for the day.
It's been an event. It is late. And seriously, everybody, if you're listening to this, thank you for joining us. And we hope you join us for many more episodes.
Yeah!
Agreed. Thank you very much, my players, for joining me, and thank you, audience, for listening in. And as we said at the upkeep, you can find me at GM Starsun on the Twitter and the YouTubes.
And check out Braxton Burks for the music that you're going to hear under this.
Yeah, that's awesome of him to let us use his music. I'm at Sandwich Surplus and all of the social media that matter. And I also have a podcast, Pop Culture Failure. We're on Twitter and stuff also.
Alright, and follow Pokemon Mind and Body. You can follow us on Twitter at Pokemon Mind Body. You can email the show at pkmnmindbody@gmail.com. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, please leave us a review because that helps us out. And again, if you wanna come on the show and be a gym leader, send us an email at that email address because we'd love to have you on. You can follow me on Twitter at SpaceKingBobby. Check out NerdFixStrangers.com and check out the other two podcasts that I do, NerdFix Strangers and The Wrestling Time Machine. And also, don't forget to check out AvetteMakesThings.com for all kinds of cool, super nerdy things like badges, jewelry, wrestle buddies. My wife makes a Pokeball badge, and it's amazing. So
she also made our art, and yeah. it is also very much amazing.
Yeah, she made like the album art that you see on the website and on the iTunes and on the Twitter and everything. That was all her. So she is amazing. Check out AvetteMakesThings.com, and we will see you folks next time.